In detailing the bad news for the UW Board of Regents, System President Catherine Lyle called the budget picture a future in doubt, saying the university has hit the wall after taking $100 million in cuts in the past decade, nearly half of that in the last budget.
With the $44 million cut that we've just taken in the repair bill, I think we have clearly come to the end of our ability to increase our enrollments as our resources shrink.
The university's $3.5 billion budget gets about $1 billion from the state. But Lyle says as the university continues to be squeezed there, it does less with less. Fewer faculty, larger classes, less course selection and building maintenance. And no one is projecting rosier economic times.
We're simply listening to the projections we're hearing of the continuing budget deficit downtown and trying to prudently plan ahead and see where we would be if we had to take another budget cut.
And so, as the UW girds for what's next, the president can envision a smaller university system. But talk of enrollment cuts rankles Milwaukee Regent Jose Oliveri, who says he'll vote against any such measure.
Given the economy today, given the role of sort of the knowledge worker in the economy, I don't think states can make a sensible policy judgment that results in the reduction of enrollment in higher ed.
While the Regents did pass a budget draft that does not include a state funding increase, it also doesn't cut spending 5% as the governor had requested of all state agencies. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.